Here, Mishnayis Mesechta Chulin. First Mishnah, Ha'apil Shechtim, anybody can make a Shechita, and the Gemara has a lot of different truths on what the Mishnah means to include, but it means to include anybody that's a Mumcha, that's a Bok, in Hilcha Shechita, he's Mutta to make a Shechita L'chitchila, even though we do not know for sure that he can hold his hands the right way, he won't become tired or weak in the middle of the Shechita. Still, Ha'apil Shechtim. And then Shechita San Kshera, which is mashma b'diyeva, there are certain people that even though l'chatkhila at the beginning, they should not make the shchita, but if they make the shchita, then still it's kshera. But meaning to say, if we do not know that he's a bok in ilcha shchita, then l'chatkhila not, but b'diyeva, if he made a shchita, still the shchita is kshera. We check him out later to make sure he knows ilcha shchita, b'diyeva the shchita is kosher. Chutz excluding mecheresh, that's deaf and dumb, or else a shaita, a fool, the cotton. A kohen doesn't have das. The locher is shema yikalklu b'shchitosim. If they make a shchita and nobody watches them, even with the evidence we say the shchita is psula. Even if they know the lochers, still we do not trust them that shema yikalklu. Maybe by mistake they didn't realize it. They were over one of the psulim. Either they made a shia, they waited in between the shchita or drossa, they pressed down. Chalada, they put the knife in between. So therefore, even with the evidence we say the shchita is psula. If nobody's standing over watching them. Now, v'chulan sheshochetu, any person that makes a shchita, kur means to include even a chereshayt of a cotton, but v'yachirim rei noison, if somebody else is there to watch them, in the godless omer agab of watching them, when they do the shchita, and echnami, then shchitos and shera, then v'dieva, the shchita is kosher, but since somebody watched them to make sure they didn't do anything wrong, then the shchita is kosher. However, shchitas nochri, let's say a guy makes a shchita, even if a Jew is watching over him and makes sure he does nothing wrong, still the locher is nevela. A guy cannot make a shchita, and if he does it, it's sitting like a nevela that the animal died by itself. And therefore, metama b'masa, it has regular tumas masa on it, like a regular nevela. And the reason why a guy is possible, so Tosafot says, because the pasuk says, v'zavachta, v'yochalta, samashma mishu, or bar zavicha, has issa not eat without shchita, he can make a shchita. But a guy that has no issa to eat without shchita, he cannot make a shchita. Then the Mishnah says, ha'ashoychit balayla, if someone makes a shchita at night time when it's dark, v'chein ha'asuma sheshokros, if a blind person makes a shchita, shchitosik shera, but the evidence kosher, but about l'chatchili, you should not shecht at night, because if it's dark, you can't see. The Moros of the Nechnami, if you have a torch there that it becomes light, then it's mut even l'chatchila. Now, ha'sheichet b'shabbat, if someone makes a shchita on Shabbat itself, or else over Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, makes a shchita, so afo pishim is chayiv b'nafsha, even though it's a dig of everybody did, his mam is chayiv misa, on Shabbat is chayiv skila, on Yom Kippur is chayiv koris, still the loch rizdo, shchita sekshera, the ma'isa, the shchita is kosher, and you'll not eat from this meat. The Gemara just said that with Rabbanin, Oisei Ayoyim, that day, you cannot eat from it. Whether it be Nenef or Melech HaShabbos, whether it's Muksa, that day you cannot eat from it. But on Moitzoy Shabbos, you're allowed to eat from it. And Tosafot speaks out, even though he's a Mechal HaShabbos here and has luck like a guy, but by during the first Shchit, you don't become a Mumur. It's only after you do it, or after a few times. But here at the beginning, while you're doing the Shchit, you're not a Mumur yet, therefore the Shchit is Ksheva. Mishnah Beis. Ha'ashoychet b'magil yod. If you shecht with a small type of a knife, magil yod is a hand knife that you use to cut down the grass with. And the mashman gemara that has two sides to this blade, that one side is smooth, it's kosher l'shchita, and the other side has notches, has pegimus inside it. That's the chiddush that b'diyeva the shchita is kosher. The chachili should not use such a knife because they're afraid maybe you shecht on the wrong side of the blade. But the yevet, if you made a shchita on the right side, the shchita is ksheva. What's going to be betzur over kona? Or then if you use a sharp stone, or else you use a kona, a sharp reed, then the yevet shchitos a ksheva. And the more comes out that if the tsur or the kona was detached, then it's even kosher l'chatchila. If it's still growing like me, kore, it's posel. The Mishnah is talking about a case where it was tolish or the seif chibru, that the stone was first taken out from the mountain, then they put it back in again. So that only b'dieva the shchita is ksheva. Then the Mishnah says, ha'kil shechtim, means anybody can make a shchita. even a Yisrael Mumor, as long as he's not a Mumor Lavoris Kachov, unless he's not a Mumor Chalat Harkula, and Uliyerlim Shechtin, you always have to make a Shechita, means you could do it Bein B'yoyim, Bein B'layla, you can make a Shechita, and also Vakol Shechtin, with anything you could use to make a Shechita, whether it's a knife, whether it's a stone, whether it's a kono, like we had before, you can make a Shechita. Chutz, excluding though, Mimagel Kotzer, this type of a knife that they use to cut down the tefua with, here it's possible, because the shinayim, the teeth of it, like has pagamis in it. Therefore, here it has a begam, it has noxious in it, therefore it's possible. Fi hamegeru hu adin, a sore is possible to use for shechita. Now, via shinayim, via tiparin, hu adin, you cannot use nails, you cannot use teeth, when they're attached, when they're still in the lech, in the jaw of an animal, or they're still on the hand, then it's possible to be used for shechita. And it says, why, mifnei shein chenkin, because all these last cases, since they have like notches there, it's not smooth, therefore we say it like rips the simon in its chenikit, it does not cut it. But this term does not apply really to the last two, to the case of a tipurin of a nail or a tooth. There the psula, since it's mechubra, still it's attached, that's a new psula, you cannot make a shechita with something that's attached to the ground, or to chiyas. Now, hashoichet b'magil kotzer. If the shoicher makes a shechita with the magel kotzer, that's a type of a knife that also has a notch on it, on one side of it. On the beginning of the knife, there's a little pagam there. So it depends. The derech halichasam, if he only does it going forwards, not coming back, if so, we say then it does not really cut the simonim, the pagam. Therefore, beishamai person, Meshamai still says it's possible. But zigzera, maybe you'll still shech, bringing the knife backwards, and then that will rip the simonim. But obey silo machshir, Meshila says, no, it's kasha. You don't make this gezera that merlech also maybe. Therefore, since by being merlech, just moving the knife one straight across, that hole there does not cut the simonim, therefore it's kshera. If not, in the Gemara, one man yama says, avad it's only kasha, means there's no tumas nevela. But bachili holds it's also bachili with the rabbanim. Then the Mishnah says, v'yenechliku shineo, but even the case where it has some type of pagams there, but let's say you smoothed them out, and now it's all smoothed out, the blade, then avada harehi kasak, it's like a regular knife, and you're allowed to make a shechita with it. And the chiddush is, you don't make gzeira up to a regular magil kotzir. A regular magil kotzir has pagamas in it. So even though this one you smoothed out, we don't make gzeira to say, okay, use other ones, no, Leon used this one, therefore the shechita is kosher. Mishnah Gimel. Ha-shoichet mitoicha tabas. We make a shechita in the middle of the tabas, the middle of the big ring that's on top of the corner, on top of the windpipe. Like the windpipe is made out of a long pipe and it has rings going around it. The top part of the top ring, that's the tabas ha-gedolom. So our Mishnah knows that's the furthest place up on the corner that you can still make a shechita. So if you shecht and you make the slice in the middle of the tabas, but as long as there's a little bit left of that tabas above your mokam ha-shechita, even though it's only as small as a chut, as a string, still the shechita is kshera. As long as the shechita is done in that tabas, not above the tabas, then the shechita is kshera. How much of the shechita has to be in the tabas? The Tanakam the Rabbanan holds the whole shechita. Even if the last miyat would be above the tabas, it will be psula. Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yehudu, I may know, it's enough that a rove of the shechita, the rove of the slice, was done yet inside this tabas. Rove of it was not done above the tabas. It's kshera. Even though the last third, the last miyat, was done shlei b'mokam shechita, so what? Ruba kakula. Once rove was done, the shechita is already kosher. We don't care about the last miksas that's done above the mokam shechita. However, in the Gemara we come out, we don't pass like this Mishnah. We hold way above the tabas, it's still kosher to make the shechita. And the mokam ha-shechita where it becomes possible is from the shipu koiva. That's way up above, where the koiva, that comes like a top ball there, it starts to become narrow, that's where it's possible. But below that, it's all kosher. Mishnah Dalet. Ha-shechit min ha-tzadim shechitos ha-kshera. You make a shechita on the side of the neck, so Rashi learns it's even kosher like a tchila. Lashon is ha-shechit, it's only close to the seifa. If you make a shechita on an animal on the sides of the neck, the shechita is kshera. What's going to be hamulik min hatzdodim? Let's say you make a malik on a knife of kutchin, where the kohen has to take his thumb and press down, not to make a shechita, but to make a malika. There, if you do it on the sides of the neck, it's possibly kasa psula. As the Torah there says clearly, bimul orpoi means it has to be on the back of the neck, not on the sides. Now, what's going to be hashoichet minorit? Let's say I make a shchita on the back of the neck. So, lachar is shchitasa psula. It's a pasla shchita. Because if you start to cut on the back of the neck, first you're going to cut through the mafrekes, the backbone, and roiv basa, and you're going to make the animal into a trefa before you get to the simonim. So therefore, the lachar is shchitasa psula. What's going to be hamulik minorit? Let's say you make a mlika from the back of the neck. Then mlikasek shera. That's the mitzvah. Mul arpoi. That's the mokum we're supposed to make the mlika. By a oif of kachim, the kohen has to make them leak on the back of the neck. Has to be hashreichet minatzavor shkitasik shera. If you make a shkita on the front of the neck, that's kosher shkatzlamakam hashkita. Hamolik minatzavor, let's say the kohen makes them leak on the front part of the neck, likasa psula. The leak is possible. The pasuk says be mul orpa in the back and on the front. So it comes out that shekola oirev kosher lamlika. The whole back of the neck is kosher to make them leak there. And the cholat tzaver, kosher l'shchita, the whole front of the neck is kosher to make a shchita. So nimtza comes out that kosher b'shchita is possible b'mlika. Whatever is kosher b'shchita tak is possible b'mlika. And whatever is kosher b'mlika then is, it's possible b'shchita. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Hey, kosher b'atorim, when you want to bring oifos for a korban, so the Torah says there are two different types of oifos birds you could bring. Either Torim or else B'nai Yoyne, either doves or else B'nai Yoyne pigeons. So it says, Kosher B'Torim, the age that's kosher by a dove, is possible B'nai Yoyne, is possible by a pigeon. And Kosher B'nai Yoyne, the first year old of a pigeon, that's kosher, is possible B'Torim, is possible for a term for a dove. A dove, a Torim, has to be over a year old, and a B'nai Yoyne has to dafka be within its first year. Now, Tchilas HaTziyuv, when the feathers around the neck of these two birds start to turn yellow, by both of them, the apostle. In other words, for B'nai Yoyne, it's already too old already. It's after its first birthday that its feathers start to turn yellow, so it's apostle. And by Turim, it's too young. It's the beginning of the second year, but it's not yet in its, it didn't reach yet the stage of Gedolim. That's the way till after first. After that first month, after the 13th month of the second year, that's when it becomes a Gadol, that's when you can bring a Turim. Now, Mishnah Vov. Kosher ba'pora posel be'egel. What's kosher, the hechsher for pora, which is done through a shchita, is posel by the egla rufa. Pora here means the paraduma. And kosher be'egel, when you have an egla rufa, means if you find a mace outside the city, we do not know who killed him, so you have to bring a korban egla rufa, so that's only kosher ba'rufa by chopping off the head, and that's posel ba'pora, that will be posel for the paraduma. Paraduma has to, that could be through a shchita, and not through an arayf, but just chopping off the head. Then the Mishnah says, kosher b'kahanim. What's kosher about a kohen, meaning to say he could do the avodah, no matter how old he is possible levium. There's a psul b'levium, they could only do the avodah in the Mishkan when they were 30 until 50. Age-wise, there's a psul by levium. Now, kosher b'levium, meaning by levium, there's no psul of a mum. Even though the levi is a baal mum, still he could do his avodah. It's possible b'kahanim. Mashenka by Kanim, we know there's a psul of a mum. If a kohen has the mum, he's possible to do the avodah. Then the Mishnah goes on that Torah b'kli cheres. What's Torah about a kli cheres, an earthly kli? Meaning to say it's not makabel tumah from the outside, only from the inside of the kli. Is tameh b'chol hakelim. All other kelim, metal and wood, is makabel tumah from the outside. Now Torah b'chol hakelim. What's Torah about all the other kelim? Meaning to say that if the sheretz does not touch the kli itself, it just comes inside the arva, the ear of the kli is still tor, is tam of a kli cheres. Mashenka by kli cheres, that's the chiddush, that as long as the sheretz of the tamei just comes inside the arva, the ear of the kli, even though it does not touch the walls of the kli, still it's tamei, it's mekabel tumah. Now the Mishnah says, Torah b'chli eitz, what's Torah about a kli eitz? Meaning to say, if the kli eitz was not chokak, was not hollowed out yet, it was just on a flat, pshuta kli eitz, a stam smooth piece of eight wood. It's not makabel tumah, it's tam of a kli matris. By a metal kli, it doesn't make a difference, even though it's flat. It doesn't have a base kibla, can't receive, except be makabel the liquid. Still, as long as it's finished, the kli matris is makabel tumah. Mashenka in Torah be kli matris, meaning by metal kli, if you did not finish making it yet, even though it's smooth, But if it's not finished, it's not ready to be used yet, so it's not called the kli to makabel tumah. It's tor, is tumah of a kli yetz. A kli yetz, a wooden kli, even though it's not completely finished yet, but as long as it has its base kibble, you made a chakika, you hollowed it out. Even though you didn't finish it yet, still it's usable. The more explains, because by a matchis, it's an important thing, they're covered, you honor people with it, you only use it when it's finished. But a kli yetz is not made to be mechabed, and therefore it's tumah makabel tumah as soon as you made the chakika. As soon as you hollow it out, even though it's not finished yet. Now, ha'chayiv b'shkedim ha'morim, when you have these bitter almonds, when they are mechuyiv in trumas ha'maisus, meaning to say when they're small yet, they're not that bitter yet, it's part of the mesukin. Mashenkin, the sweet almonds, they, when they're so small, they're not edible yet. You first eat them when they become bigger. So when they are small, the sweet ones, they're not mechuyiv in trumas ha'maisus, not called a pri yet. And the opposite way, ha'chayiv b'mesukin, when you have these sweet almonds, when they come very big, that's when it's edible, that's when it's chayiv, and trumas ha'maisus is potter b'morim. If you have a bitter almond, it's potter from trumas ha'maisus, because when they become so big, they're so bitter, you can't even eat them. So therefore, they're not called an eichel anymore, it's not mechuyev anymore in trumas ha'maisus. Now, Mishneh Zayin, ha'temed, that's water that you throw over the pits and shells of grapes, meaning after you made wine once, you already squashed down the grapes, and you took out the juice, you made the wine once. Now they used to pour water over these squashed out pits and shells, and it would also turn the water into wine. So it depends. Actually, hechmitz, if this water did not start to ferment yet, so it's not called the yain yet, it's still called water. Therefore, ein nikach bekes of meiser. If you have money of meiser sheni, meaning you grew peiris, and you paid the meiser sheni onto money, and now you take the money with you up to Yerushalayim, and there you're supposed to buy food. So you're not allowed to buy water with this money, so therefore you cannot buy this temed, this type of wine, before it starts to ferment. It's not called wine, it's still called water. And therefore, opais lesa mikvah. If this temed now would fall into a mikvah, it's mayim shuvim, and if you have gimalugim of it, it would pass all the mikvah, because it still has the same water on it, and water of shuvim that you put into a kli would pass all the mikvah. But misha hechmetz, once the temet started to ferment already, then it has a shame yayin on it. Then nikach the kest of mice, you're allowed to buy it with the money of mice sheni. But the ain't a place left the mikvah, does not pass all the mikvah. Since it's called wine, it's not called water, so only water passes with mayim shuvim. Yayin does not pass because of the din of mayim shuvim. Only if rave of it, that will be mishana, the color, the chazusa of the mikvah, then it'll be possible. Well, silkas mayim shuvim, it does not pass, it's not called water, it's called yayin. Now, ha'achin ha'shutfim. Let's say you have brothers that became shutfim, means partners, in the Yerusha of their father, meaning they already made a chalukah, they divided it up. Then the lachra is like this, that kishachayovim b'kolbein, if they give a machzis ha'shekel, the lachra is, if two people want to give a machzis ha'shekel together, so what they do is they give one shekel, sholem, for both of them. The din is they have to add on this small coin called the kalbein. You have to add on a little bit more because you don't know exactly if you have really two halves or not. So therefore you have to add on more of a coin. But that's only if two people give together. Now if they do this patera shutfim, then the halacha is peturim imaisa behema. If these two brothers are called like shutfim in the father's property, so then the halacha is yepotif imaisa behema. Maisa behema means if you own an animal and they give birth and you have 10 new ones born, then you have to take off 1/10 for Maisa Behema. But that's only if the animals are born from your animal, not if you own it b'shutfis. If two people own it together, there's no din Maisa Behema. Now, kishachayovim b'maisa behema, let's say these two brothers are not considered shutfim. Let's say Lamosha, before they make a Yerusha, before they make the Chalukah, their father died, but they did not go to divide up the property yet. So still all considered like the father's property. So it's only considered like one owner still. So therefore, the new animals that are grown that year, there is a chiyuv of ma'isa behema. So kishechayavim b'ma'isa behema, meaning when they're not shutfim, it's still only like one owner, then peturim in akalboin. If they want to take off a shekel for the two brothers, so since they didn't make the chaluk yet, it's considered like their father is paying for them. The law is, if somebody pays the two maksa shekel, a shekel, for two other people, give it to them for matana, then the law is, you don't have to add this extra kolboin. You don't have to add this extra coin. You only have to add it if it's like shutfim, that one is paying for both of them. But if one person stam gives a matana for somebody else, then you don't have to add this kolbein. So the kids, so that's the halacha of Achim, brothers are shutfim. It depends. If they made a chaluk already, then they could only be Torah shutfis. But if it's still considered by the tfusis ahav, by the father yet, so they're not called shutfim yet, therefore they'll be potim in a kalboin, but the new animals that grow in a chanami, they'll be a chiyiv of maisa behem. Yeah, then the Mishnah continues on that kol mokim shiyesh mecher, anytime a father is able to sell his daughter for nom of riyah for slave, meaning to say kol zman she's a ketano, is ein knas, there's no halacha if somebody, if a man is manis, forces her, or talks her into living with her, that there's no din knas, you don't have to pay the father chamishim shkolim. Because the din of knas, the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, is only when she's a nara, when she's a gedola. And therefore, b'chol mokem she'esh knas, whenever she becomes a gedola, meaning she's 12 years old and she has two sirus b'reis mokem, then if somebody's ma'anas or forces her or talks her into it, that the man has to pay the father chamishim shkolim, is ein mecher, the father cannot sell her anymore. Once she becomes a gedola, the father cannot sell her. The Gemara says it's a kal b'chayma. If she's already sold, when she becomes a gedola, she goes out with simonim, and so then, once she has simonim, the father cannot sell her anymore. And then it goes on, another halacha of the Mishnah, that kol mokem she'esh miyun, kol zaman, it's called kedushei ketana, that's only with the rabbanin. In the case, let's say, where the father died already, and the mother or the brother married off the younger daughter, and she's not a nara, she's only ketana, so halacha is that kedushin is only chal with the rabbanin. So with the rabbanin, the halacha is this miyun, means whenever she wants to say goodbye to him, she just has a right to say goodbye, and she doesn't have to have a get. So it means kol zaman she's a ketana, is ein chalitza. In the case where it comes to mitzvah chalitza, let's say your husband died and there's a brother alive, so that she can't have chalitza, because the ketana cannot make chalitza. And therefore the opposite, that b'chomokim shesh chalitza, whenever it comes out that she could have chalitza, meaning that she's already in now, which is already 12 years old, then the locher is ein mian. Then in such a case where it be a kedusha de rabbonim, then he can't make mian anymore, because then we have to be afraid it looks like she's a gedola, it looks like she has already kedusha midiraisa, and therefore she can only go out with a get. And again, the Gemara says it goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, that he holds that once the ketana, she comes to gedola, once she becomes a nara with two sirus, she can't make miyun, but rather she needs a get. And the Mishnah continues on, another locher is that kol mokem she'esh tekiya, kol zaman, you have to blow the shofar, meaning on Erev Shabbos, a regular Friday, a weekday, a Friday, that the locher was, they used to have a minute, they used to blow the shofar 6 times to tell the people to stop doing work to get ready for Shabbos. The first time they used to blow was Levata Machrish, the people on the field, to stop plowing. So kol mokem she'yesh tkiya, that means it's a regular Friday that you blow the shofar, or else we'll soon see any Friday that you blow the shofar is ein avdolah. Like the Friday going into Shabbos, Friday night, you don't have to make avdolah. Meaning to say, even if it's Yom Tov, let's say Friday is Yom Tov, and then at night it's Shabbos, you do not have to make Havdolah from Friday Yom Tov to Shabbos, because Shabbos is a Kedusha Chamura. But the opposite way, V'chol Mokim She'esh Havdolah, anytime you do have to make Havdolah, meaning to say it's a Moitzoi Shabbos, which you make Havdolah even though Moitzoi Shabbos is Yom Tov, still you make Havdolah, because Shabbos is a Kedusha Chamura. Going into Yom Tov is only Kedusha Kal, so you have to make Havdolah. Then the halacha is, ain't kiyah, there's no inyan to blow the shofar. We don't blow the shofar on Shabbos to tell people to stop watching for Yom Tov that's coming at night time, because treat the Shabbos is more common. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Yom Tov Shechal Lias Bera Shabbos? Let's say Yom Tov comes out on Friday. Send the halacha that the Mishnah said before, Toikim. Still there was a minute to blow the shofar. But V'loi Mavdilan, at night, Friday night, you do not make Avdolah from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But Mitzoy Shabbos, after Shabbos, Mavdilin, meaning if Yom Tov comes out on Mitzoy Shabbos, then you have to make Havdolah on Mitzoy Shabbos even though you're going into Yom Tov. And then, Beloy Taiken, on such a Shabbos, you do not have to blow the shofar for the Mitzoy Shabbos, for the Yom Tov. Because whenever you're watching for Yom Tov, for sure you have to watch already from Shabbos. So there's no purpose of blowing the Tkiyah. Now, Kate said Mavdilin, in such a case when Yom Tov comes out on Mitzoy Shabbos, and we have to make Havdolah on Mitzoy Shabbos, what type of Havdolah do we make that's going into Yom Tov? So we say, Hamavdo ben Kodesh l'Kodesh, not Stam ben Kodesh l'Chil, because it's not Chil, it's Yom Tov. So we say, Hamavdo ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. Like we do. Rabbi Doisi says, ben Kodesh Chom l'Kodesh Akal, you have to speak out in Avdol and say, Hamavdo ben Kodesh Chom between Shabbos, l'Kodesh Akal, to the simple Kodesh, which is only Yom Tov. Ma'isa, we don't hold a kabbalah, so we don't have the Tanakama, we say Amalda Vekodesh Vekodesh. Yeah, now to Perek Sheni. Mishnah Aleph, Ha'ashoychet Echot Boif. If you shecht one simin by knife, by chicken, which midiraisa, that's enough, just to shecht one simin, either the corner or else the veshet, either the windpipe or the food pipe. Ushnaim by Behema, Mashenkin by Behema, there the shrit is torn, you have to shecht both simonim. So the Mishnah says, Shchitosek Sher with the shrit is kosher. So the Gemara asks the question, it's mashma, Shchitosek Sher is only b'di'evet. If you already did it, it's kosher, but not l'chatchila. So the question is, if you shechted two simonim by Behema, what's wrong? What else could be l'chatchila? So one tells the Gemara means in the first part, the Reish Echad B'yoyf, that even though it's kosher chicken, to shecht just one simon, but l'chatchila, al-sechurma, you're supposed to shecht both simonim, you shouldn't come to miss. So that's why it's only b'di'evet. Then the Mishnah says another loch is Verubai Shalechot Kamo. Even though by knife you have to at least shecht one simen, but it does not have to be a complete simen. Roiv, the majority of the simen is like the whole thing, it's also kosher. And within by Ibrahim also it's kosher roiv. Reb Yudah says, Achiyichret es havridin. Yells that by birds, not only Asilchus Shrita, but Asilchus Malicha to get the dam out of a chicken, you not only have to shecht one of the simonim, but you also have to cut then the vein, the throat vein, that has a lot of blood there. In order to get the blood out of the chicken, you have to cut the vridim. So again, it's not a loch nuchas shchita, it's loch nuchas heksha. To make the oif kosher, you have to also cut the vridim, the neck vein there. Now, what's going to be chatzi yechad by somebody only made a shchita on half of the simon by the chicken? The yechad, the chatzi of heim, even by the heim, you only did one and a half simonim. Loch reshchitas the psula, the shchita's psula, it's no good. A shchit has to be either on rubai or the whole of one simon by knife, or rubai or the whole of two simon by behema. But just a half is no good. Now, roiv echad boif, if you do roiv of one simon by a bird, or else roiv shnayim by behema, if you do roiv of two simonim by behema, shchitasek shayra, then the shchit is kosher. And the more is the question, why does the Mishnah have to repeat it twice that already said at the beginning of the Mishnah? So more is coming to teach us that not only by shchit is chulun is roiv enough, but even by Shechita Skadishim, also it's enough to have Roiv, Rubik Akula, we even say by Shechita of a Korban of Kadishim. The Mishnah Beis, HaShechet Shnei Roshim Kechod, if somebody shechs two heads, two animals, at one time of Asachas, Talochres Shechitosak Shevram, it's Mutta, and the Gemara says even Lechatilu allowed to do it, allowed to shech two heads at one time, providing that the knife is long enough, like we'll soon see. Shnayim Eichsin Besaken, what's going to be if two people hold on to one knife, Veshrechatin, and they shech like together, Afilo Echod Lamal of Yechod Lamato, one person is holding the knife on top, one holding it on the bottom, is all Shchitosek Sheira. And the Mepharsh Sarah Demor comes out, what it means to say really is that they're holding the knife, they're locked in a slant, and one towards the head and one towards the body. Still the Shchit is kosher, and we're not afraid that maybe they made a dross up. Maybe they just press down on the knife. And that's the ratio the Mishnah says. You can shech two heads at one time. Tomorrow comes out that's only by chulin. But by kodshim, there midrabon, there lechatchilu, you should not shech two at one time. Here it's only b'di'evit. But by chulin, in the time of the knife is long enough, longer than both heads, another shear of the head, and even if you only make one movement, it's kosher. If you go backwards and forwards, then the shechit is kosher, even though it's a smaller knife. Mishnah Gimel, what's going to be hittis as the Rosh Bevasachas? Let's say, with one stroke of the knife, you just cut off the head, and you like press down with the knife, and you, with one movement, without going back and forward, just with one movement, then we say Shchitasa Tzulam, because for sure you made a dross, you just press down. What's going to be how you shechit? Let's say you were shecht, and you'll make your movements, either going forwards or going backwards one time, Vitis as the Rosh Bevasachas and did it one time, made a shchita with one movement, so it depends. Im yesh besakin molei tzavak shera, if the knife is longer than the neck of the animal, another length of a neck, in other words, it's twice the length of the neck of the animal, then shera, then we can say just with one movement of a forward movement or a backwards movement, you could make a kosher shchita. What's going to be how you shoychet v'hittis shnei roshim v'asachas, like the Mishnah before, you were shechting two animals at one time, and again, with one movement, you shechted two heads at one time. So again, as I meant to say before, that in yesh v'sakin molay tzavar echod, if the knife is long enough that it extends over these two necks another length of the neck of an animal, again, ksheira, then we say that with one movement of the knife, just going forwards or backwards, you could make a kosher shechita. Again, as long as the knife is longer than the neck of the animal, the size of another neck. Now, b'med v'mamurim, when was it said these shiurim, that the shechita is only kosher if the knife is this long? B'zman shahilach v'lehevi, or yehevi v'lehilach, either you're going forwards or going backwards, but you're not going back and forwards. If you do both movements, backwards and forwards, then the klal is afilu kolshu. Even if the knife is a small knife, not long at all, it's a very small, even a kolshu, a smallest amount, the afilu b'izmil, a very small knife, Rashi says it means like a tar, like a razor, is also ksheira. As long as you go back and forwards, then we say you don't have to make a drusa, press down to make a kosher shechita, but the movement of going backwards and forwards, that makes a kosher shechita. Then no matter how small the knife is, as long as you go backwards and forwards, it's considered a kosher shechita. Alright, turn over. Continue on the other side. Then the Mishnah continues on. What's going to be noflo sakin v'shochato? Let's say a sakin falls down by itself, not mikoychod, not from the power of a person. Just by itself, the knife falls down. So, afa pisha shochato kadak, even though I made a kosher shechita, so the locher is psula, the shchita is psula. It's not called mikoyach adam, it's a posla shchita. Shinemar, the posla says, this is a vacht of yachalta, so with dashin, ma'ashata zaveyach ha-toichol. It's only what you shech, you can eat from. Meaning to say, you have to make a ma'isa shchita, a koyach adam. But if it falls by itself, there's no koyach, there's no power of a man, that's posla. What's going to be noflo ha-sakin vihigbiya? Let's say, yinilu shchita, the sakin fell down and you picked it up. So the question is, you had to wait in between the shechita. Or else, noflo kelevig bion, your jacket fell off you in the middle of the shechita and you picked it up. Or else, hishchez es sakin. Or else, you sharpened the knife. Rashalazim means before the shechita, you sharpened the knife. The off, then in the middle of the shechita, you became tired. Ovor chaver v'shochet, you called your friend to finish off the shechita. So the kids in the middle of your shechita, you took a break. So locher is, if you waited, if your break was long enough, how long it takes you to make a shechita, that's called the psul shiya, halach l'moshe m'sinai, that the shechita is psula. But if it's less than that, it's still kosher. Rabbi Shimon says, no, even the smaller shiya passes. If you waited in between your shechita long enough, the mark comes out, bikr means to check out the knife. How long it takes you, the sheikh itself, to check out the knife, if you waited that length, that's called also psula of shiya. The Mishnah Dalet. Shochet es aveshet. Let's say you went to shech the behema, that you have to shech both simonim, and you shech the veshet first, and then uposek kes like a geris, and then the gageris was like uprooted, was torn off without a ma'aseh shechita. Well, it's the opposite way. Oysa shochet es like a geris. First you went and you shechted the gageris, you shechted the corner, you shechted the windpipe, or posak es aveshet, and then you tore off the veshet, the food pipe. Or else you shechted one of these two simonim. V'intim lo akshemesa, and then you just waited until the animal died, you do not make a shchit on the second simon. So in all these cases, it's not called you made a kosher shchita. Therefore, it's considered that the animal died without a shchita, and the lochers will soon see it has tumas nevela on the animal. Or else, oyshe hechled es hasakin tachas hasheni. Or else you put the knife underneath the second simen. So you have a psul of chalodu. Now the knife is covered up with shashkito upisokoi, and you shecht from down upwards. So in all these cases, Rabbi Sheva of oymen nevela, Rabbi Sheva says the animal has a tumas nevela on it. It's called dead without a maaseh shechita. Since it's a psul in the shechita, it's called like you didn't make a ma'aseh shechita, and therefore the animal now has a tumas nevela on it. Rabbi Akiva says, treif and no, Rabbi Akiva says, the animal is considered like a shechita, at least the starter was done to it, and therefore it's only called like a treifa, it does not have tumas nevela. Now, klal omer Rav Yeshiva mishum Rav Yeshua. This is the klal that Rav Yeshiva said over the name of Rav Yeshua, that kol shenisla v'shchitosa. Anytime there's a psul in the shchita, the locher is nevela, that the animal remains in nevela. But kol shenishchitosa kro, anytime the shchit itself is done with the right way, there's no psul in the shchita. Just v'dov v'racha gorum lo liposel, something else was wrong with the animal. That's why the animal is a treif already. Something else caused it that there's no heta b'achila. In such a case, treifa, then the animal remains a treifa, and it does not have tumas nevela. That's going to be Shavu's pshat. That's when the reish of the Mishnah, that all these apsulim in the maisa shchita, it's not similar to kashra shchita was done to the animal, therefore the animal remains a nevela. And the Mishnah is also to say, for hoidelah Rabbi Kiva agrees, like two Rabbi Shavu, now Rabbi Kiva was chayza, retracted, and he also holds now that the animal remains a treifa. Mishnah Hei. Ha-sheichet behema chayi v'yoif. Somebody shechted a behema or a chayi, a wild animal, or a deer, v'yoif or a bird. V'lo yotzim mihem dam, and no dam, no blood cannot b'shas t'shchita. Still k'sherim, the locher is kosher, by chulun you do not have to have dam, and therefore it's a kosher shchita smutatitim. And the locher is, v'necholim b'yadayim mezuavois. Even though your hands are tummy, do not wash your hands down until shadayim. Even though your hands is a shiny latumo, still you're allowed to eat the meat with these hands. Why? Lefish lehukshru badam. Since the blood did not touch the meat, like there was no blood there, so the meat had no hukshru kabotumo, no water went over the meat. Therefore, it's not hukshru kabotumo. Therefore, the meat does not become tummy from your hands. Therefore, you're allowed to eat the meat, even though you're touching it with hands, without mitilas shadoyim. The more as the gans arichas, the question is that even though it would be hukshru kabotumo, but by chulin, a sheni does not make a shlishi. There's no psul shlishi by chulin. And here the yadayim is a sheni. So how does it make a shlishi? The more it comes out, the Mishnah is talking about chulin, shenas v'atayras ha-kredish, meaning someone is makabel upon himself to eat this meat, b'kedusha, with the kedushas of chulin, of hegdish on it. Therefore, since we get the hegdish, a sheni does make a shlishi. Therefore, if the boster would have been hukshar, it would have been also to eat this meat with your hands without mafilas yadayim. But now that the Mishnah is talking about a case where there's no dam, there's no hukshar, therefore it's mutatit the meat, even with your hands. However, Rabbi Shimon says, hukshru b'shchita, no, even though no dam came out, no dam touched the meat, but still the actual shchita itself, since this ma'aser shchita is matter the meat b'achila, it's also a svar of hilchos tumah. Even though usually food is not makabel tumah unless first water comes in contact with it, has to be a nichele that you're happy with the water on it. But over here by a shchita, since the maisa shchita is mata, the boss of bachila, it's like a migu, it's mata, it's bachila, who I didn't make it into an eichel, makabu tumma. Therefore, the boss is makabu tumma, even without a hechsher of dam. Now, Mishnah Vov. Ha shechet es hamusukenis. The somebody goes to shechet behemo, that's about to die, and you want to shechet it fast before it dies. So you really have a suffix, maybe it even died right before at the beginning of the Shechita. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Loimer, Achet Tefarches Biyad Abaregel. The animal is only kosher if even after the Shechita, still the animal moved around, it's moved its hands and its feet, then it's a proof that really it had enough koyach, and that the Shechita is what killed it and not before. Rabbi Eliezer says, Dayo Im Zimka. It's enough if it's Zimka, means it likes groaning from its throat, and the dam comes out. The kiss of the Beis HaShchit, if the dam pours out strong, that's also a similar to say it had koyach, and b'shur of God through the Shchita, not before the Shchita. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Af HaShechit B'layla, even if somebody makes a Shchita at night time, and he can't tell really what happened right after the Shchita. And again, this was a Mesukenis, an animal that was about to die. Olamachra, next morning, Hishkim Amotza Ksolim Leim Dam. He finds the walls, some say it means the walls of the Beis HaShchita of the neck, full of dam. Sheira, that's a simon that really was a good Shchita. Shezinko, and Ukimitis Rebelezer, he passes like Rebelezer, that enough of a simon, if a Shah Shchita, the dam, gushes out, that's a proof to say it had enough kayach, and therefore the Shchita was a kosher Shchita. However, again, the Chacham Leimim, the Chacham say though, Ashet Farches, Oy Biyade Beregel. No, the animal has to move after the shchita, either its foot or its hands. Oyat shet the kashkesh biznovoy, or else if it moves its tail, if after the shechita moves its tail, that's also proof to say it had koyach and it died through the shechita, not before. Now the Mishnah says, echad behem adakev, echad behem agasa. Whether it's a big animal or a small animal, meaning a sheep or a cattle, has the same halachas. Now, behem medaka by a small, by a sheep, a lamb, sheposh the yod of loyach thirupsula. If all the animal did after shechita was, it just stretched out its hand, but did not bring it back, that's psula. That's not a sin that had chiyas. Shein uelo hoitzoyas nefesh povad. That's only the sign that usually happens b'shas the nefesh when it dies. So it could be it was not strong enough to take the shechita. Maybe it died even before the shechita. That's not a good simon. Hashem came by behem gasa. That would be enough. Now the Mishnah explains itself. Ba'med devar amurim. When was it said that the animal has to move after shechita in order to say that it's kosher? That's only shoisa becheskas musakenis. Only if the animal was becheskas to be sick, it was a weak one. Avlam hoisa becheskas bria. If the animal was becheskas to be a healthy, a strong one, then the locher is afilu ein bo echad mikolas simona malolu. Even if none of these things happened, still as long as you made a kosher shechita, then the locher is kshera. And the pshat is kosher, it's a kosher shechita. Why? Because he said the animal for sure was strong enough, and the shechita is what killed it. Mishnah Zayin. Ha-sheichet le-nochri. If somebody shechs, if a Jew shechs an animal that belongs to a goy for the goy, so tanakam hol shechitos ha-ksheira, that we hold it's a kosher shechita. There's a few reasons, the Gemara. Either because the main machshava goes after the sheichet, and since he's a Jew, his machshava was not the Shem of Avodah Zarah. Rosh Kostam, they hold even Stam Goyim, the Machshav is not the Shem of Avodah Zarah. However, Rabbi Eliezer points, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's possible the Shechita. Because Stam Goy has in mind to do with the Shem of Avodah Zarah. And even though a Jew is doing the Shechita, but since the owner, the Goy, is there, his Machshav apostles the Behemah. Consider the Shechita the Shem of Avodah Zarah. Now the Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says like this, Afilu Shechota Sheyecha Nochri Mechatza Kovit Shalom is also psula. Means if a Jew made the shechita for a goy, and even though the goy only plants eat from this meat, just machza kovet, that's the aseres hakovet, that's the top lobe of the liver, even though he only plants eat a small amount from this animal, still psula. Why the klal is shestam machshevet nochri liyavoy dezor? That's Rabbi Eliezer's shechita. The stam a goy always thinks to do it. It should be done Hashem Avoy Dezorah. So since the guy is the owner over here, even though he only has a small chelik in it, still it's considered a machshava psula that makes this animal into an Avoy Dezorah, into a takruvah Avoy Dezorah. Now Omer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says no. Kal v'choyim ha'advorim, how the kal v'choyim like to argue on you, Rabbi Eliezer. Oma bin mekoyim shal machshava p'selat v'mukdoshim. Madach v'yekorbim. Where there we know the rough sumum of machshava shal lishmo pasal sometimes. Tigel, different machshavas passed by korban. Still, the klal is ein hakol holach eler acharoi veid. Who could have the machshava to passel? Only the koyin or the one that's doing the avoidus. Mashenkin, the owner of the korban, the bailim, their machshava is not passed the korban. If so, mokoyin shein machshava paselas bechulim by regular behemas chulim. Where there's no psul machshava shlo lishma or other machshavas. Is ein adin? Isn't the svar for sure to say? That everything should not, it should only go after the sheikha, the one that's doing the shechita, and not after the bailim. That even though the owner is a goy and he has a machshav l'shem avoy dezorah, but since he's not doing the shechita, therefore the shechita is kshera. It's mutter for Jew to eat from this shechita. Mishnechet, ha sheikha l'shem horim. That's someone that makes the shechita, and he has the mind to shech l'shem the mountain, rosh l'shem gevoyis, l'shem the hill. L'shem Yamim, L'shem a river, ocean, L'shem Nehorus, L'shem a river, L'shem Midborius, L'shem a desert, Ishkitas the Psula. No, this time it's called Ishkitas the Psula. We desire to teach from the animal, because even though it's Arasa Bano, it's not called Sakruba Savi Dezora, because these things, since the Mechub Lekaka, they themselves are not becoming Avoy Dezora, but our Koponim is called, you're doing an Avoydom to an Avoy Dezora. Even though it's not Tetruvah, but what should they say? It's only Yosem and Rabbanon. Because it's Mechse, it looks like you're shechting the Shem the Avoid Zorah. So even though the one is doing the Avoid, he's Chayiv Misa, he was Ovid, but since the Har is not Osa Banom, it's not Osa, therefore the animal also does not become Osa, really.
It's only us to see that it's a zero, it's a nechsei, as if you're shechting the shame of the zero. Therefore, it's only a siddish chitach of tzula. What's going to be shnayim oichsen v'sakim v'shechetim? Two people holding onto the knife and make a shechita. Echad v'shemech and mekolelu, one of them have in mind for one of these things that make the shechita puzzle. V'yechad v'shem dover kosher, the other one is shechting the shame of dover kosher. L'chirish chitach of tzula. Still, the one person's machshava puzzles the behemoth. Mishnah test. Ein shechtim lo letech yamin. When you shecht an animal, you're not allowed to shecht that the dam should run into the yam, into the ocean. Lo letech noris, not that the blood should run into the river. Lo letech kelim, not that the blood should run into a keli. The people should not say you be mekabel the dam, I'm not to throw it away the zara. Al v'shechet lo letech uga. Shomayim, but you're allowed to shecht that the blood should go into an uga. It's a little puddle of water. That's okay. Uvach tvino. Let's say you run a ship. Agabi kelim. Then you're allowed to shecht even into kelim. Because there the pshat is you don't want to get the floor dirty. So you're allowed to shecht even into a kli. Now, ain't shecht in a gumi. You should not shecht into a gumi, into a hole in the ground. Kol ikka. No matter where you are, if you live a beisoi, you should not shecht. And that the blood should go into uga, go into a hole in the ground. But that was a derech haminim. Looks like you're doing something in derech haminim. But the answer is, you're allowed to make a hole in the middle of your house, in the middle of the floor. In other words, you shecht a little bit further away and let the dam run down into that hole. That's okay. Let's start on the street. You should not even do this much. You shouldn't even make the hole further away from the place where you're shechting. Should not do chukas haminim. These things are chukas, things that the minim do. We have to be careful not to do the chukas haminim.
Yeah, Mishnah Yud. Ha-shechet l'shem ola. Somebody checks a regular behemoth, and he has a mind to do with the shame of korban ola. L'shem zvachim, he has a mind to do with the shame another korban, that's yishlamim. L'shem osham, toli. He has a mind to shech this animal, a regular behemoth chulin. L'shem osham, toli. Or else l'shem pesach, he has a mind to shech l'shem a korban pesach. L'shem toidi rossi shechs it. And he has a mind to do with the shem a korban toido. So l'chem shechitas the psula. In all these cases, the shechita is possible. Even though really there shouldn't be anything wrong with it, because since the animal is not a korban, it's only chulin, there's no psul machshava. But the moshe tzasa because of marasayin, it looks to people as if he's shechting a korban bachutz. So people may think shechute chutz is kosher. Therefore, medrabon in the tzasa. However, Rabbi Shimon machshir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's kosher. He does not make this chash of marasayin. Now, what's going to be shnayim oichsen besakin? Two people holding on to the knife for shechtin. They shecht together. And again, echod l'shem echod nekolelo. One of them have the mind to shecht l'shem one of these machshavis. V'yechod l'shem dover kosher. So again, shchitas tzula. Since one of them is doing on the shem and oil, shem and shlomim, that's a marasayin. It looks like a shchut echutz. Therefore, it's possible. What's going to be though hashoichot l'shem chatas? Let's say a person takes a regular behemas chulin and he makes a shchita l'shem a korban chatas, rosh l'shem osham vaday, rosh l'shem bechor, l'shem maisa, l'shem tamura. In these cases, by these kochim, is shchitas and kshera. There's no marasayin. The shchita is kosher, and the reason is because these things do not become the teres and neder in the dover. You only could have a korban osham if you did a chet, if you have a chiyuv to bring it. As far as we know, you have no chiyuv. Therefore, everybody knows this is not a korban chatis. Therefore, there's no marasayin that people think you're shechting a korban machutz. Therefore, the Mishnah ends off that zekal is the general rule that kol dover shen nidor v'nidov. Anything that comes teres and neder in the dover. Is the first part of the Mishnah is Hashochet l'shemayosa. You make a shchit l'shem them, l'shem a shlomim, l'shem a korbanoilo, then it's also, there's a marasayin, it looks like shchut echutz. But v'sheino nidor v'nidov, if you shecht l'shem some that doesn't come with us a neder in a dova, like a korban chatas or an osham, then the locher is Hashochet l'shemay kosha. If you shecht l'shemay, still the animal is kosha, there's no marasayin. Like everybody knows, it's not a korban. And therefore, since it's only a behemoth chulin, there's no psul of a shchita l'shem a korban.
Now we're up to Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. Elu treifas the behemoth. These are the things that happens to an animal and makes it a treifa.
and therefore it's also tidit, even if you make a kosher shchita, still the pasuk says ubos or basada treifa lo teichlu. So what are these things that make the animal into a treifa? So the Mishnah mentions 18 things. The first one is nekuvas haveshet. That's the food pipe. If you have a neck of the, a hole that goes through it, and the more it comes out on the veshet, there are two iris, there are two skins, there are two membranes. There's the inside one and the outside one. The inside one is white, the outside one is red, and therefore the neck goes through both of them, even the neck of kol shu, it makes it into a treifa. Then the second one is upsuka sagageris, that's the windpipe. Here, just on the neck of just a small hole, does not make a treifa, but that's the upsuka sagageris. Upsuka means as nifsak, means a cut through rove of the chalal of the gageris. The width of it, rove of its width, was cut through, that's called the psuka sagageris, that's a treifa. Now, nikov krum shamech, let's say the membrane that protects around the brain, also it has two krumim, two membranes, the top one and the bottom one, therefore if the hole goes through them, that makes a treifa. So if more comes out, if nikov akrum atach, the bottom one has a hole in it, it becomes a treifa. But if nikov akrum elyoin, that's not a treifa, the bottom one still protects it. The main thing is, if there's a nekev in the bottom membrane covering the brains. The fourth one is, nikev halev lebeis chaloloi. There's a hole, a nekev, that goes into the heart, but it goes into the beis chaloloi, means the cavity, the hollow part of the hole, of the heart. That's how far deep down it goes. Now, nishbura hashedra, let's say the shedra, if the spine was broken, and the nifsak hachutshalo, and the cord inside it was also cut through, that's called a treifa. What's going to be nitlo hakovid? Let's say the covid, the liver, was taken out, and v'loy nishtayim hemena klum, nothing was left over. That's also called a treifa. The whole thing was taken out, that's called a treifa. Horeyo, the lungs, shenikva, if a neck of it is even a small hole, went into one of the lungs. There are five parts of the lung. So nikva horeya shenikva is a treifa. Oisha chosro or zelfa, part of it is missing. That means one of the five unis, one of the five lobes of the lungs are missing. That's also called a treifa. Rabbi Shimon Omer Archer Tinokav Leveis Hamsumfunis. He holds no, just on a regular hole that goes into the lungs, that does not make it into a treifa. Only if the hole goes into the beis hamsumfunis, into the bronchoi, that's going like to the bigger tubes. And the Mora says, you mean to say the simfon hagodol, the big bronchoi. Now, nikvo, what's going to be the nikvo hakeva? That's the stomach, the neck that went into the stomach, that's also called the treifa. Nikvo hamoro, that's the gallbladder has a neck, it's also a treifa. Nikvo hadakin, that's the intestines. If they have a nekev, it's also a treifa. Now, hakeres hapnimish nikva, the inner stomach, the keres is another type of stomach, one is the keva, then you have the keres. The inner portion of the keres, if that has a nekev, it becomes a treifa. Or shenikra roiv hachitzoino, well, the outer portion of the keres, there a nekev alone does not make it for treifa, but it has to be nikra roiv, it's ripped. Most of the majority of it, roiv of it is ripped. That makes a treifa. And the Gemara comes out, so my focus is exactly what does the kerev hachitzoina means, the keres. Some say that's the bosar hachoifas reva keres. That's a thick krum, a thick membrane that goes around the whole stomach. So that, if it's reva of it is ripped, that's a treifa. Reb Yudah says it depends. Hagdoila tefach. If it's a big animal, so then reva is like much more than a tefach. So you don't really need reva to be cut. It's enough just of a tefach of it is cut, that's also a treifa. The aktana in a smaller animal, that a tefach is more than roiv, then to go to chumra, then bruba, then even if less than a tefach is cut, just roiv of it, of the keres hachitzen is cut, is nikra, that's also a treifa. That's called the aktana bruba. Now, hamasois or besakoisois, another two types of stomachs that they're attached one next to another, chenikvo lachutz. If the neck goes outside, that's a treifa. From the inside, though, there we say one still protects the other one, that would not be considered a treifa. Noflum in Hagag, that's how the animal fell off a roof. That's a treifa. And you shecht it right away before you let it get up. That's a treifa, so we're afraid. Shema Nisrasko, a vareho, there's an internal hurting there. That's a treifa. Now, Nishtabru Roy Talaseho, let's say the majority of its ribs were broken. The behema has 22 ribs, so majority of them has 12 ribs. So 12 ribs were broken, that makes it into a treifa. Or Drushas Hazev, let's say a wolf attacked an animal, it was Doros the animal, that's also a treifa. Rav Yudha says, Drushas Hazev Bedaka, you should know a zev, a wolf, that's enough of a drusa to attack the daka, a small animal. But Udrusa Sari the Gas, a bigger animal, not enough of zev. A zev will not make a treifa. There you have to have an Ariel lion. If a lion attacks a big animal, that's a treifa. Now, Drusa Hanates, if a hawk attacks a bird, B'yoyf Hadak, and a small bird, if it attacks it, that's also a treifa, it makes it a drusa. Udrusas Hagas, that's another type of a bird. That's B'yoyf Hagas. If that attacks even a bigger bird, that makes it into a treifa. Now, this is the cloud of the Mishnah, that called Shein Kamo Chaya Treifa. Any type of an animal that has something like this wrong with it, that it can't live, that's the side of a treifa. That's what our Mishnah holds. That a treifa is a nechaya, that has one of these simonim like it can't live too much longer. Now, Mishnah Beis. V'yeilu k'sheres b'behema. These are the things, even that happens to the animal, if the animal is still kosher. Nikvo ha-gageris, if the windpipe just has a nekev, it's not a psuka, just a nekev, it's not a treifa. By shenistika, or else if it's cut lengthwise, that's not a treifa, it has to be psuka, means the width is cut across. Now, ad kama techsar, how much should be missing from the gageris to make it into a treifa? So, b'shimim b'gamilayna, ad ki isser hatalki, that's the shear of an isser hatalki. If the chsaron is less than this, then this type of a coin, then it's still kosher. If it's more than this, or this size, then it becomes a treifa. Rabbi, now nifchaso hagulgelis, let's say the skull was nifchaso, was like cut up, was opened up, was split, but lenikav krum shamayich, but the membrane has no hole in it, it's not a nekav at all. So the locker is, still it's kosher. Nikav halei, let's say a hole went into the heart, but lele beis chalolot did not come into the cavity of the heart, also it's kosher. Nishpru hashidva, let's say the spine was broken, but lenifsak hachutshalo, the cord inside it was not broken, not touched, still kosher. Nitlo hakovid, the nishtar hemeno kezayis, let's say the liver was taken out of the animal, but there's at least a kezayis left over of it, it's kosher. Hamasa is the beis hakoises, these are the two types of stomachs, one next to another. If the inside was a hole one to another, so since they're close by and they're attached, they are like seisim, so it's not called a treifa, still kosher. What's going to be nitl hatchel, let's say the spleen was taken out, whereas nitl hakloyis, the kidneys were taken out, nitl lechi hatachta, the bottom jaw was taken out, nitl ha'enshalo, its womb was taken out, the charusa b'dei shemayim, means it got scared, and because of that, the lungs shivered up. But since it happened, let's say like they heard lightning, the shemayim got them scared. That's not called a treifa. Hagluda, what's going to be the case where the animal was skinned? All the skin was taken off the animal, and the animal was alive. Rabbi Meir Machshir, Meir says if you make a shechita, it's kosher. That's not called a treifa. The chachamim poysen, the chachamim say no. Gluda is also called a treifa. If all the skin was taken off the animal, that makes it into a treifa. Now Mishnah Gimel. V'yelu treifas b'yoyf. These are the treifas you find by a bird that makes it puzzle. Nekuvas ha-veshe, the same thing like a behema. If the veshe, the food pipe, has a hole in it. Psukas ha-gageris. If the windpipe also was cut through right of it, just like by behema, not the chiddish. Even though a chicken has less chiyas, only one sim is not for shechita, still it's not a treif until you have a psukas ha-gageris. Hikas ha-chulda. Let's say a chulda weasel bit it. Arosha, the head of the chicken, is Malkim Shoysa's a treifa. If that would be a place where there'd be a neck of the maker for treifa, now it's also called the treifa, the fact that the weasel bit it.
We're not talking about where put his claws in there, because that's the trifle he had before. Just it bit it, says totally where it bit it. Nikav ha-kurkavin, that's also a type of a stomach in the birds. If that has a neck of it's a trifle. Nikfu ha-dakin, if the intestines has a hole in it, that's also called a trifle. Noflol or, let's say the bird fell into fire. V'nechmru b'nei mayeho, and the intestines of it were scorched. That's also called a trifle, but it depends. Im yiroikim sulim. The Mora says it means to say things that were supposed to be red. If they turn green, that's a simen trefa. But in Madumim, if they stay red, then it's ksherim. What's going to be dorsal? Let's say somebody, a man, tramples over the bird, trufa bakoisli, throws it against the wall, or shiritsasa bebehema, or else a behema, an animal, tramples over the bird. Mufarcheses, and still afterwards, the bird is still moving around, fishosam lies lies, and it stays alive for 24 hours. And then you shecht it, and echnami, then it's ksherit, that's not called the treifa. Mishnah Dalet, v'elu ksheris b'yef, these are the things that happen to a chicken, to a bird, that's still kosher. Nikfu ha-gageris, if you only have a hole in the gageris, in the food pipe, in the windpipe, or shenistika, or else the crack went the length of it, even though it's a long crack, the long is only the length of it, it's kosher, not the width. Let's say the weasel bit it on the head of the oif, but mokem shenoisoisa treifa, and the place that it, even if it be a neck of there, does not make it for treifa, it's also ksheva. Nikev hazefik, let's say the crop of the bird has a hole in it, it's kosher. Revi says afilu nito, even if you take out the whole crop, still it's kosher. What's going to be yotzu b'nei meyeho? Let's say the intestines of the bird comes out, but there's no neck of there, so that's not a treifa. Nishtabru gafeho, let's say the big wing broke. Nishtabru raglel, let's say its foot broke. Nimru tukunafeho, let's say the big feathers of it broke. Still ksheira. Rabbi Yudah says in nitlo hanoitza psula, if you take off its small feathers that are around the body, that makes it for treifa. That has the same look like luda. That your skin was taken off a behemoth, that would make it into a trefa. Alright, we'll stop here and continue on the next tape.